New Testament Stories. After the New Testament, Peter, James, John, and other apostles and church leaders worked hard, teaching people about Jesus Christ. Many people joined the church in many lands. The saints tried to obey God's commandments. Acts chapter 6, verses 2 through 4, and verse 7. Also, Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 21. Wicked people did not want the saints to believe in Jesus Christ and obey God's commandments, so they tried to change the commandments. Some saints believed the wicked people. They stopped believing in Jesus and did not obey his commandments. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Titus chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Many righteous saints were killed. When the apostles were killed, there was no one to lead the church. The church of Jesus Christ was not on the earth anymore. The keys of the priesthood were taken from the earth, and the people did not have prophets to guide them. The apostles Peter and Paul had said this would happen. Matthew chapter 23, verse 34. Matthew chapter 24, verses 8 through 10. Romans chapter 8, verse 36. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. And James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, pages 745 and 746. Hundreds of years went by. There were many different churches, but none of them had apostles. Their leaders did not have the priesthood. None of the churches was the Church of Jesus Christ. However, prophets had said that after many years, the Church of Jesus Christ would be on the earth again. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 26, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. In 1820, a boy named Joseph Smith wanted to know which church was the Church of Jesus Christ. He went into the woods near his home, knelt, and asked God to tell him which church was right. Joseph Smith, History 1, verses 3, 5, 10, 14, and 15. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph Smith. The Savior told Joseph not to join any of the churches because none of them was right. Joseph Smith, History, Chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. God chose Joseph Smith as the prophet to bring the Church of Jesus Christ back to the earth. God sent angels to give Joseph the priesthood, and he helped Joseph translate the Book of Mormon. On April 6, 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ was organized. Joseph Smith, History, Chapter 1, verses 33 and 66 through 75. Just as Jesus chose 12 apostles to help him when he was on the earth, 12 apostles were chosen to help Joseph Smith lead the church. They were given the power to teach the gospel and to do miracles. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 102, verse 3, and Section 107, verses 22, 23, and 35. Jesus wants everyone to know about his church. When he was on the earth, he sent missionaries to teach his gospel. Jesus told Joseph Smith to send missionaries to teach all people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verses 18 and 30. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the same church Jesus and his apostles had when they lived on earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 115, verse 4. End of New Testament Stories.